The following program is rated TV-MA-LSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Ready? Mm-hmm. Here we go. Yeah. You like that became more. I still can't.
I don't know. Whatever
every time
the Zoom,
we do it,
channel A. That's our. You know, it's our the sprinkler. The sprinkler. Remember that story?
Oh yeah.
The guy. The sprinkler.
Oh, no. Oh, I can't.
So gross.
Oh my
so
god.
Gross,
the sprinkler.
So
I forgot
gross.
About that story. I forgot
gross.
About that story. That's insane to me.
Yuck. We had some really good questions, you guys. Speaking of
yes.
things like
welcome to
the
Talk Scary to Me podcast.
Welcome. I'm Danielle.
Ooh, we've got a phone
Ooh,
call.
We've got a caller.
Let's do it here, guys.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, you're live with Danielle and Scout.
Oh, I think you hung up.
Oh, they just got scared.
He got nervous.
He's like, they're not going to answer.
Like, when you were like, do you remember doing
that? I didn't hang up, but I have a funny story.
Oh, my God. Tell us while we wait for another caller.
There was this guy named Blake. I forget his name. Soper.
Good story, Danielle.
I'll tell you afterwards.
Okay.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you? You are live with Danielle and Scout.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear us?
How are you?
Oh, we're doing good.
Yes,
how are
I
you
can
doing?
Hear you very well.
Where are you? What's your name? Where are you calling?
I'm fine, thank you.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm from Mexico City.
Ooh.
What's your name?
Inigo.
Indigo. Ooh, nice. I like that name.
Do you have a question for us you would like our advice on, whether it be love or sex
or maybe horror?
Well, it's more about horror because I'm really a kid, so I don't know how to talk
yes.
about love and
oh, yes.
sex.
Oh, no.
Indigo, how old are you?
I'm 14 years old.
Oh, yes. We're going to answer anything horror for you, darling.
Muchas gracias. Thank you.
Oh, he's so cute.
What's your question?
So, basically, my question is, there has been rumors recently on Instagram that you both are going to have a cameo at least on Halloween Kills or Halloween Ends. Is that true?
No.
Yeah, no,
it's
unfortunately not. I know, isn't that such a bummer? At least they should have Danielle back.
Oh, at least they should have Scout back. Oh, at least they should finish what they started.
I really hope they could see you back.
Yeah, we were hoping so too. But unfortunately, I don't think that they want anybody that has any part with the Rob Zombie films to come back.
And my storyline, I guess, character hasn't been... Jamie hasn't really been... You haven't seen her yet in the timeline, I guess. So, no.
Yeah, it's because I really hope they could, like, at least cameo both of you because you did great roles in Halloween, in the Halloween franchise.
So there you go. Hoping. You are so sweet. Thank you so much for calling.
No, thanks to you.
Bye.
It's an honor.
You have
Bye,
a great day.
Go.
Bye, darling.
Cute. I was going to be like, so are you a virgin?
What?
Well, no, I wasn't really going to be, but.
Oh, my God. Our first child calling. But how cute.
Cute.
He's like, I can't really talk about that.
I know. I don't know anything about love or sex.
Oh, no. Oh. Do you remember that age?
Yes.
But I think I knew a lot more at that age about.
Yes. But, you know, I saw a picture of me a couple of weeks ago with the boy who I lost my virginity with.
Oh, my God.
And
I love that story, by the way.
It was like, we were fucking children.
Children. Now, just
like,
think
how
of it
are we
this
even?
Day and age. Now it's earlier and earlier and earlier
oh,
because now we have
early.
We have Instagram and TikTok. Do you see those fucking kids shaking their asses and they're like six?
No.
Yeah.
I don't watch that. I can't. I don't even have TikTok.
It's on the Instagram feed. I'm just like, what is happening? Okay, horrible, continue your story. What was the story?
Okay, so this guy, Blake Soper, he's in Rilo Kiley. He's like I think he's the bassist or guitarist of Rilo Kiley. And then he was on Boy Meets World.
Okay.
And I had such a crush on him. And he was good friends with my friend Heidi. And I back in the day when there was like three-way calling, you just like click, click, click. And I was like secretly on the line when she called him and like asked him what he thought of me.
Oh my God.
So I could hear.
It's so funny.
And then he hung up, or she hung up on him, and her and I started talking about him. And then a few minutes later he came on and he was like, wait, hello? I'm sorry, what are you guys talking about? He had heard, she never clicked him off.
He heard everything?
He heard our entire conversation.
Oh my God.
I remember like just,
oh my God.
Just like stopping, frozen, and hanging up the phone. Like, I didn't even know what to do or how long he had been on the phone call for.
Oh my God. I would be livid.
I was so freaked out.
I would be livid. So what happened after you?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. No. That's exactly what happened.
So we have a text message on this thing.
Oh,
so you cool. Also on the Skype, you can text as well. Hello, Danielle and Scout. My name is Lee.
Hi, Lee.
It would be awesome to read my text when I'm shy to be on the show.
Aww.
Maybe one of these episodes you can call Lee. You know what? This is going to be, every time we end the episode, we're going to be like, Lee, call us. But I have a question about horror. What is it like to be killed in a horror movie by either any of the scary characters like Jason or Freddy or Michael Myers or even Chucky?
What's it like to be killed?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who it's by. It is always really intense,
mm-hmm.
You know, and then also like trying to figure out ways to how you've never experienced that in real life. So like, how do you play that? You know, like getting a chainsaw through your body or like weird deaths. You ever had any like really outlandish deaths on film?
Yeah, I've had so many weird deaths, but I've never, that's so weird. Maybe we've just been doing them for so long. I never like research.
No, I never want to watch like it really looks like when someone gets their fucking throat slit.
Exactly.
I don't want to see that.
But I never like research like how would it actually be like, or how did people perform this when, you know?
Yeah.
I never.
I just do it.
Yeah, I just do it too.
It's really just, like, interesting.
So second nature for us now that we just kind of know what to do.
That's a good question.
But it's also fun, Lee. Lee?
Yeah.
Am I talking to you, Lee? It's also really, really fun. I mean, there's so much like behind the scenes of like, like it's tubes, the excitement, blood. Of it going like, in. It's like whether you have a prosthetic and how the other person, and you have wires, or it's just like, you know, there's like, it can all look different and it's just all really fun and exciting. Everybody behind, the scenes on a kill,
they're so excited.
It's so fucking it's like an
explosion almost. They're like swarming Video Village, the cameras, and like they can't wait to see if it works, because normally you've got like one shot, and if the gag doesn't work or something happens, you're fucked.
Yeah, exactly. Well, because like you're all bloody, so you can't really reset or do anything.
That's it,
you know. So it's like a one take. Yeah, it's one take. It's like a stunt.
So you just give it your all. So your heart's like pounding out of your chest, and you're super excited to do it. And then you just do it. And if it goes well, everyone's like cheering afterwards.
Yeah,
it's the craziest thing to snap out of, like,
and then you go watch
the trauma of the death. And
yeah,
you know, to like be smiling and happy.
But it's so funny whenever,
right?
Because there's so many. I think there's so many of me, and also I'm sure you, like watching the take.
Oh yes!
And you're all bloody and you're like,
yes, you've got like your towel, you're shivering, you're but you're so excited to see how awesome it looked to get your head cut off.
Oh my God, I love those memories.
Just another day at the office.
Yep, I love those memories.
Awesome.
I remember I did a remake for April Fool's Day. Did you ever see that horror movie? April Fool's Day, the original?
Yes.
Okay, so I did the remake.
Yes, I remember when you were doing that right after Halloween, right?
Yes.
I was like, careful of doing too many horror movies.
I know.
You're going to be in it forever.
Isn't that crazy? All right, we have another phone.
And then I want to hear your story.
Okay, here we go.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Welcome to Talk Scary to Me.
Well, hello. Hey, I noticed you were going to be doing a podcast, and I thought I'd call in and ask you.
Yeah. What's your name? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Anthony, and I'm calling from Salt Lake City.
Hi, Ian.
I love Salt Lake.
Yeah. In fact, you spent a little time here filming the 4 and 5 franchise.
I did.
Oh.
And I filmed this Disney movie called Wish Upon a Star there.
Oh my God, did you film Wish Upon a Star there?
I did.
Oh, huge fan over here.
Love it.
Sorry, Anthony. Huge fan.
Well, same as here. The feeling's mutual. I'm curious, though. You know, I've had a lot of dialogue with some friends and neighbors about the Halloween franchise and just the wild differences of all the movies over the last, 30, 40 years. And one of the things that we all talk about is the stark differences between what was filmed in the 80s. And then you have Rob Zombie coming in and filming back in 07, 08. And what was it like for you filming those franchises, and how different was it? Because Michael Myers' character was obviously wildly different.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was fitting for the time, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, everything was like bigger, badder, more effects and gorier. And I think he just really had to kind of pump it up. And I think everything makes its way back around again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like look at
him
now.
We always go back to the classics.
Have to. It does. I swear to God, everything comes back at some point and does a 360. And I think that's sort of what's happening now with it. They're keeping
also,
it sort of
like,
simple.
3D and all that stuff was like happening. And I feel like, you know.
Weren't they talking about maybe doing?
Yeah, they were talking about making the third one
into
3D.
I
was like, I can't imagine Michael.
Oh my God. They're just trying to find ways to get you guys to the theater, you know.
100%.
They just need to make it like different. And but you know, at the same time, it was Rob Zombie's style, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think if somebody else had done it, it wouldn't have been the same way, even though it was whatever 2007. So I think he just really put his stamp on it.
Yeah, that's what I always say. That I say, like, Michael Myers is literally in those movies is Rob Zombie's Michael Myers.
Yeah, for sure. 100%.
But I agree with you. If it was any other director, it would look like their style. Yeah. I think because it was Rob.
Yeah.
It was so.
Yeah, I agree. He cast a giant character. There was a lot of fear instilled. He was definitely, more aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
I think he really put his stance on screen a lot better than I think they had in years past.
Oh yeah.
What are your thoughts of what's up and coming with Halloween Kills this next coming weekend?
Oh, it looks amazing. The trailer looks awesome.
Yeah, I know they went, you know, we were not giant fans of the 2018 one just because it felt like there could have been something more.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they got the memo and
I think so. I think there was a lot of like comments about, I mean, the kills, there wasn't too many kills for Michaels in the 2018 for me.
And a lot of kids he killed.
Yeah.
Like, that was weird.
But I just kind of wanted that badass.
Yeah.
Badassery.
Not Michael back, you know.
But from the trailer, I mean, him coming out of the fire and then killing all the fire, I was like, oh, there he is.
Yeah.
I think
I think it's going to be better.
Yeah, 100%.
What do you think? Are you going to go see it?
Absolutely. I just have to get over COVID first, but I'll definitely be there.
Oh, no.
Do you have COVID right now?
Yeah, the Delta variant is no joke.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry.
Oh, God. Well, I hope you're okay.
Everything was going well. And in fact, I've spent the last 11 days binge-watching all of the Halloweens, with the exception of the third installment, which is garbage.
Oh. I haven't watched that either. Oh, well, thank you so much for calling in.
Big fans of you too. You guys did a phenomenal job, Danielle. The 80s were great. You know, Scout, yours and Danielle's films with Rob Zombie were phenomenal. You both did fantastic.
Thank you so much. We love that.
Stay well. Get better, okay?
Yeah, get better.
Take care, girls. Good luck with the podcast.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, poor guy, man.
Fucking COVID.
This shit is over. I know, but it's real, y'all. It's still fucking happening, everybody. Like, come on.
Get vaccinated or stay the fuck home.
Yeah.
Just stay home.
Oh, my God. When I was on the flight coming home.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, so many people were coughing.
Yes.
So many people were coughing.
Yes.
More than normal.
Can I tell you when I flew home, what this crazy bitch did? I was so irritated.
Oh, no.
She wasn't really a crazy bitch, but I was irked. I was happy to be in an aisle seat. The plane was packed and I was already like, everybody's coughing and I had double mask and I was already like, oh God. So I went to my seat and there was someone sitting in my seat And she was like, oh, it's okay if I sit here and you sit in my seat.
No.
And I was like, she's like, oh, I'm scared to fly. I just met my husband. I'm scared to fly. And I was like, oh, shit.
Man, that's hard.
But you can't, you don't, yeah, listen. You don't move from a middle. To someone's aisle.
Oh, it was a middle? I thought it was a window to an aisle. No. I was like, okay, well.
No.
Oh, no. You, girl.
I was like.
Girl, I'd be like. It's fine. Ma'am, you're way more safer in the middle. Well, we both can protect you, me and this man here. So it's so fine. You can hold his hand. And then she kept
taking her mask down.
Fuck no.
To blow her nose and cough into her tissues. I was like, oh my God, oh my God. Then I was glad I wasn't sitting next to her, dude, because I would have been in the middle of, I would have been next to him. But then I sit down in the middle.
Yeah.
And then the guy, she's like, oh, thank you, thank you. You know,
stop touching
me. I was like, whatever. It's fine. And then I'm just like, I'm not even in the mood, you know, whatever. Yeah. And it was the longest leg of my trip too. And the guy next to me, old guy, he reading the Bible. He's got his mouth. Huh? How are you doing? Where are you going home? You in LA? And I was just like,
put it on.
Oh my God. And he's like, thank you so much. He was like, what do you do in LA? And I was like, oh, not much. I'm a mom, just a mom.
Yeah.
He was like, just a mom. There's no such thing as just a mom. And he goes on and on and on and on. Oh, and God. Then I got lucky for a second because the door closed.
Do you have headphones?
Yes, I put them right on.
You put those on before you get on the flight.
Dude. And then there was no seat. Nobody sat in this end of the seat.
Really?
And I was like, oh my God, how lucky. Look, I did a good deed. I gave her my seat and now I get no one, the only one on the whole plane that has no one. And so I was like, thank God. So I moved over and the chick goes, see, it's good now. It's good now, right? And I was like, I just didn't want to sit in the middle. And as I said that, this guy comes over and goes, 18, 18, 18. Oh, it's this one. And he's like, sorry. I just got moved here because my friend is in the back with his girlfriend and, you know, whatever. It's cool. I mean, I'm drunk anyway, but that's cool.
Oh my God.
I
was like,
oh my God, I can't right now.
Oh
no. Just gonna sit here and
how long was the flight?
5 hours. 4.5. It was from North Carolina. I cannot believe you stayed
in the middle. I can't believe that.
Something's, I stayed in the middle.
Your flight to whatever you have next is gonna, you're gonna get the whole aisle.
Damn.
You're gonna get the whole plane.
I fucking hope so. Oh my God.
That is crazy.
So I have some questions.
Yeah, let's answer some.
Should we go live again real quick on our, or should we wait for another Skype to call?
Yeah, let's wait for another one.
Okay, so let's do.
And then we got some text too, if we want to answer some of those too.
This is from Selena. She's my girl.
Selena.
So at Selena Maya 93. So, and I know what she's referring to, because I've chatted with her about it, but it's a good question. If your partner makes a mistake and you forgive them,
oh boy,
can the love be even better than before?
Oh boy, Danielle, can it?
You want me to answer truthfully? You want me to take this one?
Okay, but by mistake, what do you mean by mistake? Okay, there's so many mistakes. You know what I'm saying?
Things that are not mistakes.
Yeah,
a mistake is like I overslept and I should have picked you up from the airport and I didn't hear my alarm and I am so sorry.
Yes,
I had a boyfriend forget my birthday one time and was like being a dick to me. He was in another state and I was out at the bar and he totally forgot it was my birthday and was calling me, like giving me attitude that I wasn't picking up my phone until I finally picked up my phone and was like, I'm at the bar because it's my fucking birthday, so stop calling me.
Oh my God.
He had his roommate run flowers to my front, my door and all that.
That's a mistake. That's
fine. It was a mistake. But then I should have realized, why was he fucking calling me like an asshole, bitching that I wasn't picking up the phone? Like, sorry.
Yeah, that is. Yeah.
No.
Well, I feel like that's the thing. Like girls don't realize is like mistakes. That's like a broad spectrum there. Yeah.
If someone cheats on you in a relationship,
that's not a fucking mistake.
It's not a mistake.
That's not a mistake. They know what they're doing.
Can you forgive them and stay in the relationship, or do you have to just move on?
I have in the past.
You've stayed?
But it doesn't work, guys.
Never works.
It will never work.
Every single time they don't answer the phone or they didn't, or you're in bed, how many times is the thought of them fucking somebody else pop into your head?
Yeah.
Every single time.
Yeah. So if it's some mistake like that,
no.
Move on. Because it's going to be
fucking disrespectful.
I can't fucking stress this enough. We have one life, man.
Yeah.
And I cannot believe I'm already like in my 30s. And like, I just feel like I blinked and I'm already here. So I'm going to blink again. I'm going to be in my 60s.
Yeah.
Do you want to waste your fucking life?
No.
Like, working on someone that didn't have respect for you?
Yeah, no. Bye.
I made a mistake.
Bye, bitch.
No, go away.
Bye, bitch.
I don't believe in like changes after that.
It could not, I don't think it can
take
get
me a while.
Bad. I don't think your love could be stronger after that. I don't.
No.
I think your love could be stronger for yourself, for standing up for yourself.
100%.
After, and then what you deserve and what you put up with in your next relationship is really where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
If you're married, you have kids, it's a little more complicated. I still don't think at the end of the day it works.
Yeah.
It definitely doesn't make it stronger.
And why do that to the kids? Why stay in a toxic relationship that you feel, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like you need to think about yourself and what's better for you. And there's obviously something inside of you if you can look past something like that. So I feel like something you need to self-love.
Self-love.
You need to discover within yourself.
I mean, if you could move forward and forgive and forget and build a stronger relationship after something like that, more power to you. Mm-hmm. I personally would never stop thinking about it.
I can't either, guys.
Even though, like, I've been cheated on, I think most of us have been cheated on, and I'm like, oh, game on, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Game fucking on. Mm-hmm. And then you cheat, then you do it five times over. Yeah. It's just still
a bad cycle.
It's a horrible,
bad cycle.
Just leave.
My thing is my head is too much. I'm too much in my head. So, like what Danielle said, I could not imagine them. What are they doing when I'm not there?
Yeah.
What are they doing?
100%.
Yeah. And you don't want to be in that. That's like such a self-doubt within yourself. Yeah. And it just kind of like chips away at you.
I can still literally know the names and the specifics of two women that I know my two different exes
share a story
cheated on.
Of like,
do you share? Do you have one? I mean, I have a few.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See?
I have.
You'll never forget it. And how many years
look
ago?
Look it. And look it.
Look it.
Look
exactly.
It.
Yep. This is what it looks like.
Work?
Yeah, no.
Yes, I was dating a musician in this very popular band, and he...
Was this Andy?
Yeah, Andy. Yeah,
I remember him.
Yes, it was Andy. And we were together for a very, very long time. And, you know, we had our ups and downs.
You guys were young, too, but still.
Yeah, exactly. He cheated on me and, you know, all that stuff.
How'd you find out about it?
Well, luckily, I think Andy, I don't remember. I mean, I do kind of remember. He would cheat and then we would break up. Like, he'd break up, you know, it'd be like a breakup
got
thing.
Got it.
And then I'd go sleep with someone and then we'd get back together.
Right. So it was always on off time.
Awful cycle. But I do remember when we were like, we're going to make this work. We're actually going to make this work after, you know, it being chipped away at and all my insecurities and everything and not trusting him. I dropped him off at Warped Tour, and I remember he was like not responding for like a week, and I was like, oh my god,
week.
But you know, I was so young, I was just like keeping on hope that nothing, like, it wasn't gonna be a repeat, like nothing's gonna happen. And I remember my best friend at the time was also on the tour, and I remember I texted her and I was like, dude, I was like, can you please like just go check on him? Cause like, I can't fucking deal with this. And if this is going to happen again, like, I'm fucking over this. She wasn't responding to me.
Oh shit. She was doing it. Was she the one?
I was like, what is happening? And then I get a text message from the guitarist's girlfriend at the time. And she was like, I'm so sorry, dude. And I was like, what do you mean? What are you sorry about? She's like, have you not seen the photos? Have you not heard? She's like, they're together.
Oh, God.
And my mind just exploded. It just exploded. And I remember, you know, like, Andy and I, we were together for so long that I feel like, and, you know, and there was so much, like, unfaithful, whatever. So I was like, that's just going to die anyways. I was more hurt by her, to be honest.
Of course, because she's your girl.
Yeah, I was
really
hurt by her. And I remember, you know, I'd open up to her, like, when Andy and I were, like, not together. And, you know, and I told her, you know, that I was...
She's just taking notes, waiting.
She was taking notes, man.
Fucking
bitch. I, like, mentioned that, you know, like, she tried to kiss me, like, a couple of times. And I just remember being like, no, we can't cross this. Like, I love you. Like, I can't cross this boundary. But I remember, you know, because she had found out that I was also attracted to females as well. So I remember the text that she sent me was like, well, I thought you, like, were gay anyways. I was like, what?
So that gives you the okay to go fuck my ex-boy in between boyfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But I mean, honestly, like, I'm glad that it happened, because it seems like, I mean, it seems honestly like, now that I go back and think about it, I'm like, Yeah, Andy and her. I was like, they're perfect. They're like really perfect.
How long did that last? How long did they last?
Oh, they're married.
Shut the fuck up.
Look at her face.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, they're married. Yeah, they're married. They're happily married.
Well, you don't know happily.
Well, I mean, we don't know, but whatever. But like, you know, they're
started
together.
On a not so good way, you know?
I know there was some bumpy stuff. I know like some, you know, you hear through the grapevines, of course. But I mean, yeah, they're wow. hitched. Wow,
okay, well.
It worked
for
them.
You don't talk to either one of them, do you?
No, Andy texted me. He texted me like maybe like 4 or 5 years ago or something, kind of apologizing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like a big apology, like, you know, and vice versa. I apologize to him as well. Never from her, but I do. There's another interesting thing. How much time? Always making sure we're not out of time here. I was at Core Power yoga.
Yeah.
And I was, there was one girl like in the corner. She was like, her back was to me and I was getting undressed.
I'm going to go. I want to go live because I want to hear
it. Oh my God, you're amazing. You're amazing. I just really like this. So I was at Core Power and I was, I remember.
Sure. Wait, hold on.
Okay. Okay. Wait. She's like, Wait. You want to share this story?
Wait, let's share this one. Wait, hold on. I don't know how to.
You know that it's going to get shared all over the internet? You know, I still get tagged in Andy stuff. We still always get tagged and stuff.
Too?
Yeah, you know, like, dude, he was my first, like, love. You know what I'm saying? Like, I owe a lot to that man. So many lessons, so much.
Oops, wait, hold on. Sorry, I'm just trying to figure out how to do.
There you go. There it is.
This, like that, right?
No. Yeah, I think you got to do it after. Unfortunately.
Oh, right. Oh, shit. Here we go.
Live. Oh, God. Oh, God. Well, how did you do it again?
What's going on? I went this way, and I went this way.
Okay, yeah, I started.
Checking connection. We're going to go live. Checking We're just like to keep you guys in. Hello.
Hi, guys. Okay, so I'm sharing a story about
one of my exes. So, Scout, we're talking about, we just had a question. We were talking about moving on or staying with your partner after they've made a mistake. And then we are talking about cheating and relationships. And of course, you know, maybe you guys don't know, but we've been, I don't know anyone who has not been cheated on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Always. I mean, I feel like that's like a thing that you like learn, you know?
So Scout was just telling a story and I wanted to go live because I just thought it's really, I don't know. I like these stories.
Yeah. No, of course. Okay. So what's your story? I remember, I was at yoga and there was this girl in the corner. I couldn't really see her face and I like had these bell bottoms on. I had like this really cool outfit. I think I just like gotten back from like a shoot or something. And this girl walks behind me and she's like, nice pants. Instantly, I knew who the voice was. I knew who, like, I knew it was her. And my chest just got really, really tight.
This is the girl that your ex cheated on you
yes,
with?
Yes, that my ex cheated on me with. And I turn around and I look at her.
Does she know it was you when she said
that? Didn't know it was me. She doesn't register that it's me. She looks me right in the eyes. And she goes, where are they from? Actually, she doesn't know who the fuck I am.
What did you say to her?
What the fuck I am?
What did you say?
And I looked at her.
You're like Lululemon.
And I said, nah, I'm not playing this. I'm not playing this game. I was like, you know who I am. I was like, I'm not going to play that with you. And I walked out. I'm so proud of myself.
Good for you.
I was like, how do you look at me in the face? Like, whatever. Time has gone by. At least, like, acknowledge you know who the fuck I am.
That's unbelievable.
It was crazy. It was crazy. Who the fuck would cheat on y'all? I know, right? Oh,
you guys are sweet. A significant amount of people would cheat
on. Yeah, let's hear about yours. Yeah, so many.
You know, Scout, there's so many stories I don't even know. Like which guy to start with.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Just saying. God, man. Okay, granted, we were in our 20s. It's no excuse, but I used to, I used to check my boyfriend's pager. That's how old I am.
Oh my God, I love it.
I mean, his code was so easy to figure out, and there were always girls leaving messages. And
on a pager, you can do that?
Yeah, well, you would call with a voicemail. You would just call and write, okay. right when the message would pick up, you would just type in the code real quick, and then it would play the messages, but it would save them. So whoever, they never knew that you could hear them.
I love it.
Yeah, till my boyfriend at the time took my Lenny Kravitz CD over to this bitch's house, and they fucked to it, and he left it there, and she was calling to say she had an amazing night, and I guess she was going to have to see him again because he left a CD there. So I still can't listen to Lenny Kravitz.
Oh my God.
And then I was driving my, this is the same boyfriend, was driving.
Oh, Danielle, you didn't listen? You didn't learn?
This was like.
You didn't learn?
This is my first real relationship, like 5 years, I was a baby. He was at a rap party with friends at Jerry's Deli and wasn't answering his beeper.
Does that remind you of Kim Impossible? Beep me.
And I was like, okay, it's right by my house. I'm just going to drive by and see if they're still at this rap party.
Oh, and I love you. You and I would be like doing this together.
Dude, private eyes. See?
I love it. I love it.
And I drove by and I saw his car in the parking lot and he... and it was the only one in the parking lot. Uh-huh. And of course, I'm in the, I pull in, obviously it's my car.
Yeah.
And it was him and this girl. I used to she's an actress.
Oh, shit.
I used to call, she had two friends, one named Mercedes and another one named Senta. I used to say Sentra, so I used to call them used car lot. I'm just saying.
Oh my God.
That's horrible.
That does seem like a clique that would fucking take a man's girl.
Well, it wasn't just a man. I drove by the car, I saw him. He saw me and his lights were on in the parking lot. Uh-huh. And he saw me in the car and I was like, fuck. And then she sat up. And then my ex's best friend sat up on the other side, and they were two guys and one girl. Then the friend was dating one of my best friends, and I had to call her and say, not only did I catch mine,
I catch but yours
was with him, her too. And then I called her.
Oh my God.
I called her on the phone and I said, I want to know what's going on.
Yeah.
And she was like, he told me that you guys weren't together and I'm so, so sorry. It's and I didn't know and I wouldn't have done that and blah, 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 blah. Really blah. I'm like, they both told you that they weren't with their... Oh, wait, I'm missing something. I'm sorry. I'm totally remembering.
Uh-huh.
I saw the other guy. I saw the two, mine and my friend's boyfriend, mm-hmm. but I didn't think anything was going on with my friend's boyfriend. It wasn't until I called her that she said I didn't know that they were still with their girlfriends. And I was like, they, and I'm like, oh, okay. So they both were doing it.
Yeah.
Sneaky, sneaky.
That is crazy.
Yes.
Here's something fucking funny. Here's a good one. I love playing with these filters. So I became friends. You know, this would be my thing. Uh-oh. After they would break up, after someone that cheats on you, that breaks up with the girl, what do, Danielle? You become friends with that girl. I would always become friends because I just I always would. Also, too, we ran in the same circle. So I became friends. We
share notes or something?
No, a couple years after, you know, I would end up being friendly with the person and being like, well, you got cheated on too, right? Shit, what happens? And I was like, I did it too. You did it. Yeah. but I remember this one girl, because I was always gone. I was always gone, filming and stuff. So I always would do, long-distance relationships. That was, one big thing in my, relationships that always had to... They had to be okay with doing distant. And I remember I was sitting... You know, we'd gotten close, me and this girl. And we started talking about, my ex and obviously her fling. And she was like, yeah. And it was so funny, when he would call and, we would, we would have phone sex. And I was just like, when I was with him, you would do that? And she was like, oh my God, I thought you knew.
What?
I was like, no. I didn't know. So when I was gone, They would be having fun. He wouldn't be like cheating on me, guys. Guys, he wouldn't be cheating on me though. But
phone sex with her. Was he having phone sex with you when you were out of town?
No.
So he's your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Having phone sex with somebody else.
Yeah.
Who's out of town. Why can't he just have phone sex with you?
No.
God, fucking stupid.
The fucking weirdest thing, man. The weirdest thing.
Should we take one of these?
Yeah.
Let's see. Wait, there were some really good questions, you guys.
Rightly a damn fool.
Here, this is actually great. Mike makes right, 1982. You asked, what is something about sex that you know now that you wish you knew 10 years ago?
Oh, to not rush it?
Oh.
To like not rush it? I think that's a big thing for you know, I feel like we already shared that story on our podcast, but I feel like as a young adult having sex for the first time, at least for me, I felt like I had to like be trained and be good and like, you know, I feel like it's something that you need to like discover within yourself. So to not rush it. Mm-hmm. I feel like what's one for you?
I think that is that's really, you know, I don't know. Like, I think, oh my God, you and these fucking filters.
So cute, though.
I think, like, not being cool. I always say, like, cool girl. You know, like, don't pretend that you're such a badass and you're so down for whatever. And then you, like,
100%.
You know, just because you don't want to be
uncomfortable. Guess what's
going to
happen?
Yeah.
That's going to be repetitive.
Yes.
And it's going to be probably something that you didn't want to be doing.
Yeah. And then, like, you get, and then, yeah. So, no cool girl anymore. Like, it's sex is when you're with somebody who you trust and love and you're vulnerable and it's real and the feelings are real.
I think what makes the best sex, I feel like, is ones that you, like, are laughing a lot.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it's you're real. Giggling and, like, you're having, like, a good time. You're having, like, a fun time with each other.
All the naughtiness and all that other stuff can come once you're with somebody that you trust.
So there was someone on here. If it's okay to ask, when was both of your first time, if that's okay to ask? Actually, Lee, we on our podcast number something, we already talked about that. So
you have to listen.
When we launch it.
Wait, you will hear all about how we lost our virginity.
Yes.
So I loved it.
Thanks, guys. We're going to get off of here.
We're going to get off. We're going to go take a Skype call.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Oh, I love this. I love doing this.
It's fun, right?
Yeah, it is fun. Okay, let's see.
I'm going to do this one really quick because this is naughty. And
we're at 37 already.
Oh, shit.
Okay, well, guys.
We'll save it for the next one.
Yeah, thank you so much on this episode. Woo-hoo, Talk Scary to Me.
Yeah, here we go. Bye, 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 bye. I forgot to press record. Just kidding.
Oh my God.
See you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.